Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Nedorim with lesson number 39. We'll be continuing in the 10th Perek with Mishnah 6 and 7, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vov, and Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Vov. We've been learning, that a Naira Hamu'urosa, a woman who is not yet 12 and 6 months, but 12 years old, so she's still Ben'ureho Beisoviho, living with her father, and she is Me'ureses, let's say, to a man named Reuven. So Reuven and her father together, and only together, can nullify her vows, can issue a hafora. Suppose now Reuven dies, leaving her a widow. She was Me'ureses, never consummated the marriage with Reuven, but nevertheless she was Mekudeshes, so she was almost fully an Eshesish. And now that he's died, and obviously they have no children, she is a Shomeres Yovo. If Reuven had a brother named Shimon, she is now a Yevoma, subject to the Yibum of Shimon. Shimon can now take her as a wife in his brother's stead, so to speak, or he can issue a chalitza, freeing her. But until he does one of those, she is what's called a Shomeres Yavam. She's sitting, so to speak, in anticipation of what the Yavam, her brother-in-law, will do. And she's waiting for him to do the mitzvah of Yibum. So in a sense, she's betrothed to him, but only in a sense, as we will see. Bein liyovam echot, whether it's a situation like I just described, that Reuven left behind one brother, Shimon. So Shimon is the yovam, and that's it. Bein lishnei yovamin, or suppose Reuven, the dead husband, left two brothers, Shimon and Levi, either of which can perform the yibum or the chlitza. And she's waiting for one of them to do the mitzvah of Yibum, and this would kind of render her an Arusa. So she's still a Nara, remember. She's not yet 12 and 6 months. And she was never a Nesua. So she's still at least 50% in her father's Rishus. She's still been Ureo Beisavio. The question is, can this Yavam, Shimon, or can one of these two Yavamin, Shimon or Levi, together with the father, be made for her nedorim? Rabbi Eliezer says yes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yofer. Now the Gemara explains that Rabbi Eliezer says yes only if this Yovam, let's say Shimon, issued what's called a ma'amar, meaning he didn't give her chlitza, freeing her, and he didn't perform yibum, so she's not yet his wife. But he performed ma'amar. He sent her a ring, kesef, and said, Harayat mikudeshesli. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, Meseches Yevamos, describes the power of that ma'amar. But Rebbe Eliezer holds that that ma'amar accomplishes a kinyan gamur. He now, so to speak, has been koneher. She is now his arusa, 100%. And therefore, since she is still in Na'aro, and there's never been Nisuin, only Erisin, so, and she has a father, so the Yavam, who has issued this Mama, making him her Orus, so to speak, Mefer Nedoreha, he can now be Mefer her Nedorim, together with the father. So holds Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehoshua says, that would be true if there was only one Yavam, only Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer holds that either Shimon or Levi issues a mamar, the one who issued the mamar now becomes the Orus, and he together with the father can be made for her Nedorim. Rabbi Yehoshua says that's only true if there was one Yavam. Now Rabbi Yehoshua has a different reason than Rabbi Eliezer. He doesn't believe, number one, that mamar makes a kinyan gomor. Mamar is not effective, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, to make him the Orus, and that's the end of it. But, Rabbi Yehoshua holds, There's one Yavam, so he is it. And she is now Zekuka. There is now a relationship between this woman, this Shomeres Yavam, and the one Yavam, the one Shimon, the only brother Reuven had. And that Zika, that connection, makes her as if she was an Arusa. So now Shimon is the designated Arus because there is this Zika, this Torah-established relationship between the two of them. Now Shimon and the father together can be made for her Nedarim. However, if there were two brothers, then the Zika is not strong enough to make either of them the Arus, because we don't know which of them she is, so to speak, Zekuka to. She is Zekuka to someone, but whom? Such a Zika cannot accomplish the inyan of an Arus, cannot make their relationship strong enough so that Shimon or Levi can be made for her Nedarim together with the father. So Rabbi Yeshua limits his halacha to only a situation where there was one Yavam. Rabbi Akiva comes along with a third opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo le'echot, v'lo le'shnayim. Neither a situation where there's only one brother Shimon, nor a situation where there are two brothers Shimon and Levi, can the brothers in any case, the Yavam in any case, be mefer har nedarim, even together with the father. Because for Rabbi Akiva, the Zika does not accomplish making the one Yavam brother a Orus, and Ma'amar certainly does not. Now we have an interesting dialogue between these three great Tanoim. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, Moyimi shoshekono huliats moharehu mefinidoreho. If a woman that a person acquired on his own, he gave her a ring and said, Hareyat mikudeshesli, and that human action on the part of the Orus made him, gave him the power of hafora over her nedorim. Isha shehiknu lo min hashamayim eino din sheyof en nedoreho. Here you have a woman who was given to Shimon by heaven, so to speak. God decreed that Reuven, the original Orus, would die, and that Shimon now has this girl to marry, to be Miyabim. So certainly he should have the power of Hafora. He didn't get the power through her human means. He got the power, so to speak, through divine means. He certainly should have the power of Hafora. So Rabbi Akiva says, no way. Omalo Rabbi Akiva, lo. Imo marto be'isho shekono huliatzmo. A woman who a man acquires on his own, he gave her a ring and said, Hariat Mikudeshesli, She'ein la'acherim bo rishus. No one else. Once you go over to a woman and say to Hariat Mikudeshesli, no one else in the entire world has any connection with her. She's your Isha. So that's why, since she's your Isha, 100%, so you have the power of Hafora. But Toma be'isha shehiknu lo min hashamayim sheyesh la acherim bo rishus. If Reuven died and left two brothers, Shimon and Levi, does Shimon have exclusive rights, so to speak, to her? Does Levi have exclusive rights? No. So without the exclusive rights to the woman, there's no hafara, argues Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Yeshua immediately jumps in and says, Omalo Rabbi Yeshua Akiva, Devorecho b'shnei yevomen. Your argument makes good sense when there are two yevomen. So neither has the exclusive right. Without the exclusive right, they can't do the hafora. But mo'ato meshiv al yevomecho. What about my position, says Rabbi Yeshua? My position is, yes, if there's two yevomen, forget it. But if there's one yevom, he can, together with the father, be made for the nedarim. And one Yavam has exclusive rights. He's the only brother who has the right to Yibum. So why do you, Rabbi Akiva, say that even if there's one brother, he can't be made for the Nedarim? Omalo, so Rabbi Akiva was able to answer Rabbi Yoshua as well and said, Omalo, ein ha-Yavama gemuro la-Yavam kishem shoharusa gemuro li-Isha. You can't compare the relationship between a Yavam and the Yavama, between Shimon and this Arusa, this Naro HaMurasa, to a situation where she is an Arusa through a full-fledged Kedushin. Because, the Gemara explains, a full-fledged Kedushin, if she now commits adultery with somebody, her punishment is death. But a Zika, a potential, a Shomer Es Yavam, who commits adultery, is not punishable by death. So you see that the connection is not strong enough to allow the man, in this case Shimon, the Yavam, this one Yavam, to be Mefer Har Nedarim. And of course, in such a situation, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Mishneh Zayin, we're still in lesson 39. The Torah tells us, Kol neder v'chol shvuas isar lanos nefesh, isha yikimenu v'isha yifeirenu. That the husband, now we're talking about a regular marriage. In a regular marriage, a woman makes a vow, the husband can be mekayem the vow, he can ratify the vow and say, okay, I approve of this vow, or he has the power of hafara to nullify the vow, if he does it biyom shamo, if he does it during the same day that he heard the vow pronounced or learned about the vow. So the husband has the power of kiyum, he has the power of hakoma, and he has the power of hafara. Now our Mishnah says, suppose he wants to issue a hakoma in advance, or he wants to issue an hafara in advance. Here's the scenario. Mishneh Zayin. Ha'omer li'ishto, a man says to his wife, Kol ha'nedorim shetidori mikon ad she'ovo mimokom ploni harei hein kayomim. He says to her, I'm going off now on a trip to Japan. All the dorim that you're going to make from now until I return from Japan should be kayomim. I hereby approve of them. I don't even know what kind of dorim you're making or might make in the future, but I approve of them. Blanket approval. The Mishnah says, Lo Omar Klum. That's nothing. He said nothing. Why? Some explain that the reason is because who knows what kind of nedarim she might make. And she might make a neder that he does not want to really ratify, to approve of. And the whole kiyum, the whole ratification, approval, will only be done on the basis of an error, of a ta'us. So therefore, such an advanced kiyum has no validity at all. But what about harei hein muforet? Suppose he says, I'm about to go on a trip to Japan. Every neder that you make between now and the time I return from Japan should be null and void. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mufor. Rabbi Eliezer says that's fine, because most probably the husband will object to any neder that she makes. A man doesn't want his wife to be bound by vows, to be making vows all the time, to not to do this, not to do that. So therefore Rabbi Eliezer assumes no problem. If he makes an advance hafora, the hafora is valid. The Chachamim Omrim. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. And they say, Eino Mufor, that you, just like you can't make a kiyum in advance, you also cannot make a hafora in advance. Now we have the debate. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chachomim, Im hefer nidorim shebo'u lichlal isur. If a husband has the power to nullify a vow which has already been in effect, the woman said, I hereby make a vow I'm not going to eat bananas. The bananas are also to me. So the nether is there. And the husband can say, no, mufar, you can eat bananas. And he has that power. Lo yofer nedorim shelobo ulachlalisa. So can't he certainly have the power of nullifying a vow which hasn't even been pronounced yet? Certainly that's a weaker situation, and he should have the power to nullify those vows in advance. Omrulo, the Chachamim said no. Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says, Isha yikimenu v'isha yifeirenu. The husband has the right to approve the vow or to nullify the vow. But the two go together. Es shebo lichlal hokeim, bo lichlal hofer. a neder which is in existence and therefore is subject to his approval is also subject to his disapproval, to his hafara, to his nullification. Lo bo lichlal hokei. But a neder which has not been made yet, and we all agree that a neder which has not yet been made cannot be subject to his approval, to his hakama, lo bo lichlal hofer. So it also cannot be subject to his disapproval, to his hafara. And so we have finished lesson number 39.